How are diagnostic on the state of fish resources made? Well, mostly in developed countries, you have big scientific groups meeting, bringing a lot of information and data to run mathematical models. And from these processes, they can have an idea of the current state of the fish stocks. But this, as I said, is quite demanding and applies mainly in developed countries or in developing countries on the most important commercial fish stocks. So there is a big gap at the worldwide level as to the information underlying the state of fish stocks. So there is a need for a kind of alternative. And this is what this tool is aiming at, by enabling to discover the information available on the internet primarily, on the different factors which influence the state of fish stocks. This tool should be able to facilitate the identification of the relevant information. The users will, at least in the first phase, remain the experts in fisheries ministries, in research institutions, in the fishery regional commissions, or in FAO, that are working on the status of the stocks and that are working on alerting the decision makers as to the actions to take. I don't think that in a short term this kind of tool will be put in the hands of the general public, because however clever can the tool which will be designed be, I think that the human intelligence will not be replaced still for the foreseeable future. So there is a need for interpretation of the services and information that the tool will ease access to. There are two case studies in this European-funded project, one on pharmacy and one on fisheries, and I think we are very lucky to be able to exploit this initiative to find out alternatives to the existing practices. The role of FAO is first to bring its information. We have huge database on various subjects connected to the problem of fish stock overfishing. We have trade, fish markets, databases, biological databases, information on fishing technology, and biology, indeed, of fish resources. So this tool would help us to interconnect all these databases. And another role is to involve partners at international level and to involve experts. Let's say the representatives of the future users of the system would be involved to specify the needs they have and to test the services that this prototype will offer. In 4 years, the prototype will be completed and we will have a diagnostic as to its relevance first and its ease of use. These test users, I would say, would be in a position to recommend how far this tool can be promoted and what are the means that FAO should invest in capacity building. Indeed, the tool will be designed to be as much friendly as possible, and one of the research universities involved in that project has this social component, and so this is a concern of the overall project. But we are in a full discovery, area of discovery, and we have to discover ourselves how efficient and easy the tool will be for use.